Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. I'm Dave Moore, and this is Danny Robbins. He is a man behind. I don't know how you have time of the day to talk to me, Danny, listing off all the things that you do. But let's begin with Uncanny, right? Because this is a show that's coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre June 28th. Everybody should get tickets. It's called Uncanny with Danny Robbins, the Terrifying Love Tour, or Terrifying Live Tour. Love Tour is something totally different.
The Terrifying Love Tour. I love that. I mean, that's a whole different kind of show.
That's next year's show, yeah.
the late night version of it, yeah.
But let's talk about Uncanny. Like, where did the idea for this as an entire kind of, you know, concept come from?
Well, I've always been obsessed by ghosts ever since I was a kid. You know, I was that kid who used to pore over books about ghosts in the school library. And I think that for me, this is the biggest of all questions. You know, we've all got skin in this game.
Yeah.
About what happens to us when we die. Yeah. And is there more to this universe? And I think it kind of grew out of, well, it grew out of a show I did called Battersea Poltergeist for BBC in lockdown, which was telling one ghost story, a ghost story that happened in the 50s. And then loads of people sent me their own stories, sent me experiences that they'd had themselves. And Uncanny grew out of that, just a desire to kind of make sense of these stories I was being sent. And it's grown and grown. It's become really popular. It's now like the 10th most popular podcast in the UK, I think. And the live show is this attempt to get out and keep that conversation going. I think one of the lovely things about the podcast is it generates this conversation between believers and skeptics and people sending in questions and theories. And so going live now, going around theatres, we're telling these two cases that have never been featured in the pod or the TV series, brand new cases, bringing them to life, discussing them with experts, getting the opinions of the audience, hearing the audience's ghost stories. So it's the pod brought to life, basically.
Brilliant. And you mentioned there, like, trying to make sense of these things. What is your personal, ultimate kind of aim in this? Do you want to, you know, I don't know, prove the existence of ghosts or explain a phenomenon away with logic and environment and all those sort of things? Or is there something else at play? Like, what do you kind of aim to achieve out of it all, other than just having a great time and discussing these amazing stories?
I think, you know, it's interesting. I think for a long time, paranormal telly and stuff was purely entertainment.
Sure.
And, you know, a little bit pantomime in a way, if you like. And I think this goes beyond that. It's entertaining, but it's also, there is a desire to make sense of something. But I think really it's making sense of the experiences that these people have. And, you know, these are really strange moments in people's lives, life-changing moments where they're often terrifying, sometimes moving, but certainly it changes their concept of reality. And so for me, it's about giving these people a safe space to talk about it. Because I think for a long time, we weren't really talking about this properly. You know, like, people didn't know where to go, didn't know how to talk about it, who to talk about it to.
You people like me saying, come on, it's all nonsense. Why are you talking about it? But no, but I get it. No, that's completely fair. Yeah. Like, you don't have necessarily a safe space to express these kind of scenarios.
No, totally. And, you know, some of the people writing to me have never even told their partner about it, you know. So it's an amazing thing to say this out loud and to legitimize it, to be able to talk about it and to listen without judgment, I guess. For me, that's the big thing. You know, you might think that this can be explained skeptically. You might think this is absolutely definitely a ghost, but it's just as important to the person it happened to, whichever way you come at it. And for me, it's just as interesting because, you know, it's a bizarre and intriguing moment of human drama. And, it, you know, if you're a skeptic and you're trying to solve it, you're going like, well, it could be this, it could be the boiler in the house, or it could be mice, or it could be, you know, the wind farm down the road or whatever. You know, that's a fun detective story in itself. But the possibility that it could be real is thrilling, I think. I get so excited by that idea. For me, that's the kind of the final frontier, this adventure of maybe this is all real.
Well, look, I think everybody should go and see Uncanny, not the Terrifying Love Tour, the Terrifying Live Tour.
I'm now going to start writing that now.
You have to immediately, The Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
I will give you Terrifying Love.
June 28th. But I want to just delve a little bit deeper. Is it true that your grandparents were Irish and that their, you know, overt Catholicism, you know, may have piqued your interest in this kind of world?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, I am now an Irish citizen, actually, through my grandparents.
Great.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you.
I'm one of you. So my grandparents were from Cork, and brilliantly, I think my great-granny was apparently the first ever lady driver in Cork.
No,
that was how she was described.
So cool.
And it was just an amazing character. It was like an opera singer who was always kind of a little bit drunk going, but she was a legendary eccentric, apparently, in our family. But it's interesting. I grew up in a belief-free household. My mum was an atheist. She'd been brought up a Catholic and then had kind of, you know, decided not to be Catholic anymore. And I think I just always felt a sense of maybe missing out on something. And I was intrigued by belief. I was intrigued by what else might be out there. And definitely going to my grandparents was a big part of that, you know, going there and seeing lots of pictures of the Pope and monks and, you know, all sorts of things that intrigued me. And I think, you know, some people would have found God and I found ghosts. I think that was the thing. That was my thing where that became my fascination, you know. But yeah, and I think, you know, there's such a huge interest in the supernatural in Ireland. I think it is an amazing heritage of folkloric tales and, you know, some, you know, I've been sent some many intriguing stories from Ireland. So I think that definitely plays a part for me. But also, I guess, the brilliant culture of storytelling as well. You know, there's a fantastic, you know, Irish literary tradition of brilliant storytelling. And I think I'd like to think that plays a part in my DNA. I think, you know, my grandparents were good storytellers.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a huge part of our culture and folklore, like you said, from the Banshee to Bram Stoker writing, you know, Dracula. Mm. And then, sure, because I know you did The Witch Farm, another podcast. Yeah. But, I mean, for our Eurovision entry only a little while ago, we sent someone that, and our catchphrase was hashtag crown the witch, Bambi Thug.
I know, we were trying to get all that. That was more terrifying than many stories I've told. But, it's interesting, isn't it? And I think, you know, The Witch Farm was set in Wales, and I grew up in the northeast of England. I think there are certain areas that do have more ghost stories. And I think they're often areas that have experienced a lot of trauma and injustice and hardship over the years. And I think, you know, Ireland has had that. And, you know, Wales has, the northeast of England has had that, Scotland as well. And I think, you know, that ghost story tradition is really rife.
Well, look, the other Irish connection is, of course, that you have this incredible show called 222, A Ghost Story, which is run on the West End, is coming to Dublin later this year as well. Mm. But Laura Whitmore is taking one of the roles of one of our Ireland's daughters over in the UK. So tell me about that, and tell our audience who maybe haven't heard about this what it's all about.
Yeah, so 222, A Ghost Story is a play I wrote, and it was inspired by a mate of mine who told me that she'd seen a ghost. And I remember thinking that our friends would react to her in a whole range of ways. Like, some would believe her, but some would mock her, some would be irritated by her, and some would kind of question her mental health even. And I thought, if you could put that into a couple, that's a pretty big explosive thing to have in a relationship, you know. So this is a play about Jenny, who's a woman who believes there's a ghost in the new house that they've just bought, and it appears at 222 each night, and Sam, her husband, who just does not believe in ghosts. He's an arch skeptic, and they force their friends to stay up one night to see if this ghost will appear. And it becomes this kind of taut psychological thriller of, you know, is the ghost going to appear? Do ghosts exist? And it started life. We had Lily Allen in the original production in the West End. We've had Cheryl, the pop star, in it.
You've had Stephanie Beatriz, who people will know as, well, I mean, they'll know her from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but also I know her massively because one of my favourite movies ever is Encanto. And she's Mirabelle in Encanto. But to have her starring on your show.
I know. I mean, that's a thrill. And we had so many great people pass through our doors.
Can't wait to see it. Definitely will go along and see that. Right, the quick fire round before you go. I ask all my guests these questions. What are you currently obsessed with, Danny?
I'm quite obsessed by a Swedish band called Ghost, actually. Mm.
I've seen them many times. I love Ghost.
So my wife is Swedish, and so I've got a real interest in Swedish music. And for anyone who doesn't know Ghost, they're a Swedish heavy metal band, and they play great melodic metal. And I come on stage to their song "If You Have Ghost," which just feels like the perfect song. So
amazing!
I listen to them all the time. It's my kind of go-to. You know, want to inspire myself, energize myself. I listen to them.
Brilliant. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Oh gosh, that's a good question. Maybe Lenny Henry. He's pretty famous. We've done a lot of stuff together. We've worked together on lots of things, become friendly. He's definitely up there. I mean, Lily Allen, obviously, she would be up there. Laura Whitmore herself.
One of the other questions I'd like to ask is, think back to when you were about 8 years old. So in Ireland, that would be called second class. I'm not sure what it would be called where you were in the northeast of England. But what would you have brought to school in your lunchbox?
Oh, well, I was the only vegetarian in my class, in my school, really. Wow. I grew up in the Northeast in the 1980s, and vegetarianism was not common.
You weren't eating pies.
So I was looked on as a bit of a freak, actually, and I was given the school dinners without the meat, basically.
Okay.
So I used to bring in cheese and onion sandwiches every day. That was my go-to. I have always been, my entire life, I've been a cheese and onion sandwich man.
Any treats? Any little bars were out in the 80s like that?
Maybe a Penguin or a Club Biscuit.
Still a fan of both of those today, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. I know they stood the test of time.
They sure did. The final question I ask everybody, because I don't, is, Danny, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I do, always, yeah. Do some people not wash their legs?
You're looking at one. I mean, I don't remember the last time. If it's visibly dirty, if I've been playing five-a-side and I need to wash my legs, I will. Other than that, I'm not going near them. Letting gravity
take care.
You
do put your legs in the shower.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You put your legs outside the shower.
Now, that would be a ghostly apparition that would terrify a lot of people. But, Danny, look, it's great to chat to you. Best luck with Uncanny with Danny Robbins, the Terrifying Live Tour, BGET, Borgos Energy Theatre. That's going to happen on June 28th and then later on in the year, 2022, a ghost story as well. And obviously, keep up with everything Danny's doing. He's in every podcast available. There seems to be Danny Robbins involved. So, fair play to you.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Dave.
Dave Moore. On Today FM Podcast.